Don't worry, citizen. I'll get you out of here in a jiff. Just grab my hand and I'll whisk you away to somewhere more secure. Oh, okay. That's not gonna work. Hi. Oh, it looks like you got hurt when the building collapsed. Oh. Is there anything I can't see? Can you breathe? Can you move? Are you okay? Oh, good. You don't look too stable. Is your leg okay? Oh, and I'm not a fan of how your shoulder looks. Would you mind if I get you out of here? Yeah, you can just hold on to me and I'll fly you somewhere safe. The structural integrity of the buildings around where our fights happen tend to be pretty bad. No, don't worry. I'm still pretty new to the League, so they have me flying, making sure people get adequate care. They're fighting the bad guys in their home dimension now, so it should be safe here. Now all they have to do is round them up. That's right. The city's safe, and so are you. So, let me just pick you up, and you can put your arms around my neck. Yeah, there we go. Oh, this is kind of close, huh? Oh no, you're not heavy at all. I could carry you with one arm, too. See? Oh! Wow, I am so sorry. That was really clumsy of me. Don't worry. Even if I did accidentally drop you, I totally could have caught you. Let's just hang on with both arms, okay? Here we are. My very own secret lair. It's cozy, right? Yeah, a headquarters is bigger, but this was closer. Besides, it's a little quieter here. It makes it easier to talk. All right. Sit up here, please. Not a lot of people know this, but I can also use my senses to feel if anything is wrong. Yeah, kind of like a scan, yeah. So, if you don't mind sitting here with me for a bit, I can see if you're okay. Unfortunately, my powers don't extend that far. Worst case, I can get you to a medic, but I'm also certified to give you some basic first aid. Okay. Can you put your legs up for me? Yeah, just lay back. There's something here. Just under your knee. Nothing too big, though. Not to worry. Maybe a bruise or a sprain. Just make sure to rest a lot. And your other leg. Oh, yeah. Sorry, it tickles sometimes. Don't worry, it's totally harmless. Okay, hold still for a second. This leg seems okay. Can't feel anything here. Well, other than a very nice leg. Good job on that. What's your secret? Yoga, Pilates? Oh, good for you. My secret? Superpowers. I know, unfair. All right, now hold out your arm. Mm-hmm. Just gonna slowly pass my hand over it. Now the other one. All right, very nice. All good. Oh, hold on. I also want to check your neck for a second. I know, I'm making a fuss, but I really don't want you finding out you can't turn your neck in a week. Happens more often than you think. I'm sure you turn lots of heads. Only fair for you to be able to turn yours. Okay, yeah, that was terrible. I'm sorry. In my defense, I do get a little flustered. Well, yeah, getting to rescue such a cutie is always a pleasure. And I get easily flustered. It happens to us too, yeah. We're not that much different from you guys. Oh, hush, not in a fight. That's different. Those are bad guys. I get flustered socially. It's completely different. Plus, I don't have to put my hands on their neck and shoulder like this. It does feel like something's a little off. I know you feel okay right now. You've been through some shock, and your body is probably keeping it together until you've had some rest. Trust me, even if everything's perfectly fine right now, you're gonna be a little sore tomorrow from all that tension. But I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't make sure that everything is okay and that you get the help you need. Your leg looks okay, if slightly sprained. I've got some supportive gear that'll help with the swelling. But for right now, can I please check your neck and your back a little more thoroughly? It would really help me feel better about today if I knew for sure that you were A-okay. Yes! Okay, great. Could you lay down here? Yeah, face down so I can check your back. Thank you. Okay. My hands aren't cold or anything, are they? Oh, really? Well, happy to warm you up then. Nice back. No, I don't do this for everyone. But yeah, it's nice. I mean, I kind of see things differently. Well, it's like a radar, or maybe a sonogram. I send out waves that bounce back. It gives me a... I don't know if I would call it an image, but it lets me see. Sort of like an X-ray. But much more refined. So while I don't see your skin, or not like I would see through your clothes, I can see the nerves, the muscle, the bone, all laid out and woven together to make your body work. No, it's a valid question. Some of us don't have that, but yes, I also still have standard vision. I guess I lucked out. Yeah, I'm much better off than a couple of our, well, I guess higher-powered members. What's it like? Well, let's see. I've never been normal, so I don't have much to compare it to. But, imagine going to see an orchestra. So you can see the instruments, and you can hear the music they make. The stage and location provide the atmosphere. You can feel that, too. The softness of the seat underneath you, the closeness of the people. Well, I also feel all of that, if to a more intense level. But I would also be able to see the vibrations leaving the strings and horns, starting from the instruments and leaping through the air, hitting the walls and ricocheting off them. It's like a whole new layer to the symphony. So when I look at your back like this, I see the harmony of your muscles, your sinew, the nerves and the bones, all the parts that keep you together. It's actually quite beautiful. Though it is sort of a different way of seeing people, I guess. So, yeah, you have a really nice back. I can't really explain it. It's like hearing a song or seeing a painting. You just like it. Oh, okay. And here is where the metaphor really works, you wonderful little symphony. There's a little bit of an off note. Nothing too bad, just... Okay, do me a favor. Okay, another favor. I'll take a deep breath in. Good. Now a deep breath out. One more in. And out. Feel that? I don't think it's anything serious, but make sure to rest. I'm pretty sure you just pulled something running. Oh no, you did exactly the right thing. Getting out of there... Oh gosh, there's no sense in wearing yourself out just to prove something you don't have to prove to anyone. Okay, one more breath in. Hold it for a few seconds. Now, let it all flow out. That one was a little bit for you, a little bit for me. Cute when you relax. Okay. Enough favors and enough checking. I can officially give you the A-OK. You're good to go. Thanks for letting me look you over. I just know I'll be able to sleep a lot better. And if you're ever in need of a quick and adorable rescue, now you know who to call. Oh, no, I'd be happy to drop you off. Sorry, I didn't think about that. Oh, I mean, you don't need to thank me. I'm happy to help. It's kind of my job. But, yeah. I wouldn't pass on a cup of coffee. All right. Are you ready? Hold on tight!